some real weird stuff going down in the studio tonight.
The greatest.
Is this avoiding people?
The very first. Oh, my God. We should. Avoiding people. With Don and MJ.
And our buddy Dave. And welcoming him to the show.
The big black butted Dave.
Oh, and as always.
You already know. You already know.
And as always, running at hometown is Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou.
I do apologize for last week. We had a.
Kind of a rogue talker, yeah. I would say. You know, like one of the guys who just like ran up basically and took advantage of a sketchy situation at an open mic.
I went to 7-Eleven and came and back, he was just gung-ho about it.
But and you know what? Angry. In all seriousness, what was the time spent at the 7-Eleven? It had to do with.
An Indian girl. I don't think that was the main reason why he went.
That was actually the main reason why I went.
Was it really?
So,
yeah. Oh, well then.
Yeah. So either way, totally excusable. Either way, though, what's not excusable is bogarting the mic.
Eric's part.
Other people's shows.
Yeah.
So Rarick.
Rude. Eric did that. Yeah.
A lot of negative points for that.
Yeah. I give Eric a 2 out of 10.
A
2? A 2 out of 10 for his general.
That's kind of harsh, don't you think?
You have not had Eric. First of all, you should have a lower thing. He was the one calling you the N-word last week.
Who?
Eric. Remember?
Do
you forget
that
show?
You finna get hurt, murk.
You don't remember.
Put him in the dirt.
Wait, if you don't remember, then you can't be mad about this.
You know, let me tell you, I probably take in a lot of substances when I'm not available. You know, I go to Mars and back every day.
Every day?
Every day.
That's a far place to go.
That's quite a journey.
Yes, I need to do that every day.
Right.
It's a shame.
So are you saying that you just didn't remember Eric doing this?
Between
traveling to and from?
Yes, I guess I thought it was you. Maybe that's why I have so much.
Yeah, you really don't like me very much. I am probably the nicest person.
Don't toot your own horn.
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm probably the nicest
person.
Well,
no one's going to do it.
Tom Joyce hates you.
Well, Tom Joyce is a dude.
Pretty much,
all right?
He's not a dude. He's pretty much nice. He does look like a dude.
And he calls you me, so you should be angry at him.
I'm not angry. I'm actually more angry at you for latching onto my shoulder. Everybody thinks you're mean. Or we're gay. That's one of the two things that everybody thinks.
Yeah, I can't honestly say... I thought that at first. Don't take it from me.
Understandable.
It's okay. Now, you didn't just think it either. Our talk radio teacher admitted 2 weeks ago that she thought it. She said, I mean, now that was in particular. Yeah. That was also because our class talks so much, you know, shit.
They do talk a lot of shit.
And we never denied it out front. Our teacher actually thought we were a gay couple. It is a great class.
It is a great class. We have a lot of weirdos in that class. We got that ogre kid.
He's a half breed.
Ogre kid.
Yeah, Brian.
Some illegal alien kid.
Illegal alien. Minnesota.
Lou?
No.
Oh.
That's Lou.
He's trying to heat Lou.
He's the illegal.
I'm the illegal one.
Shane is
the alien.
He's an actual alien. Like, you see his eyes.
He is bug-eyed. And he's got those original Mario tattoos.
And
on his
has apparently koala bears.
Yeah.
Koala bear tattoos?
No, koala bear is the actual animal.
Where does he say he has those?
Back at home in Minnesota.
Oh, dude, I'm envious
koala
of that.
Koala bear looking mother... Anyway. Can,
he doesn't look like a... Well, he does look kind of... Bearish.
Can I just say koala bears are so cool? Eucalyptus leaves, which is their primary diet, gets you high. There's THC content in eucalyptus leaves. So koala bears are blazed
right now.
All the time. And that is why they're so laid back. Like there's wallabies and dingoes like just and kangaroos just like really fucking shit up down under, and then you got koala bears that are just like chilling and taking the whole thing in and just like observing it all, smiling to each other with bloodshot eyes.
They have little black eyes, so they're not bloodshot.
They're bloodshot.
Their blood is black, then?
If you've looked a koala in the eye...
I've never seen a koala bear
you know
up
that it's
close to it. You've never seen one either, so what do you think?
I battled one.
Battled one? Really? Yeah. That was interesting. How was that?
It was like a bong battle.
I actually have seen a koala bear closely. One of my friends, he actually had a baby one.
It's
illegal to have them, so they came
in.
Somebody apparently snitched.
Too many...
What, somebody snitched? Oh.
Yeah, somebody snitched and the city came and took it away from them.
That's too bad.
It's a shame.
Dang, I probably would have cried.
So if somebody took my koala bear away?
Yeah, man.
I would have fought for that little fucker.
For real?
Those little fuckers are vicious.
What?
Yeah.
And they're adorable,
nails
though.
Will
they got some nails.
Destroy.
They, I mean, you realize, like, they just
flesh.
They climb
mount
trees. Like
trees. Exactly. Like, they Wolverine climb those trees.
Yeah.
They just stick it in.
But they're so high. What are they going to do? They're just going to be like,
what do you mean, what are they going to do? Forget how to use the weapons nature gave them?
No,
but they never get that.
You can never really piss one off. They're just like, oh, whatever.
Well, you can still piss it off. I'm telling you, I've been high and still been pissed.
Right.
I was pissed at you earlier.
It's called blowing my high.
I'm still high.
You feel me?
I was blowing his high.
Yeah, exactly what I told him. I was like, I hope hope you're fucking happy with yourself, Changing. You just killed my high.
Yep, I
watching,
did.
I was just having a great time, and MJ literally wouldn't stop until my high was chipped away.
Yeah,
and
see,
I sat there wallowing.
That's not cool, because that's a waste of money. That's
yeah.
a waste of money.
Yeah, well,
you owe him money.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to buy me Dairy Queen.
I'm not going to buy you shit.
Buy me a Girl Scout cookie blizzard.
I'm not buying you anything.
Maybe after a chili dog.
I'm fucking hungry, so let's stop talking about Dairy Queen.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm definitely getting it. This is the first time, and this is serious shit.
Yeah. I have a question for Dave, which is good that we actually have a black person in there.
Oh, yeah. Just know.
This is good.
Okay, I'm just saying this on the record. If it's offensive, I'm knocking you in your jaw.
It's not offensive.
I'm really, and I'm right. I'm going to be right here.
First
I'm
of all,
I'm going to be a totally biased party.
Here's what needs to happen. Here's what needs to happen. Dave needs
what
to listen
needs
to the
happen.
What needs to happen is Dave needs to hear what happened last episode when.
I wish we had that queued up.
I really wish you did.
That's
too.
Okay. It's not important. Yeah,
well, it is important to me. That's Dave, I have a question mainly about slang and whatnot.
All right.
It seems that when slang comes about to the white community from the black community, it's already done with within the black community.
It's like they're
we move on.
They're just you're done.
Yeah. We have your hand-me-downs, your leftovers.
But
actually, as soon as you guys get it, that's when we realize it's played out.
Right,
it's true. White people are like the indicators that a trend is. It's very true.
I assume when you hear a white guy saying some slang term, it's like when I hear my dad saying it.
It's like, dude, just chill, bro. Chill.
Right.
What's up, wankster?
Right.
If my dad was to say that, or if my dad was to say a pound it, dog, and I'd be like, I'm gonna shoot.
Exactly. I'd be like, I'll never pound anything again.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know what? It all comes into
play.
It all comes into play of it was made for us. And when you guys get it, it's like we don't want it anymore.
Mm.
So we move on. So we make up new words.
Mm.
Okay?
You're the producers, and we are just like
we're the consumers.
The harpies.
Right.
Take it. Take it. Take it.
Right.
And we utilize it too much.
Right. Yeah, you really do. And that's the problem. Because like when we give you guys a word, we don't even give it to you. When you take a word from us.
We do take it.
It's like you guys just go about it and just play the word out.
Mm.
Why?
Like, what's an example?
For prime example, I know it's not really a word, but gangster, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that was cool, but when 50 Cent came out with it, what up, gangster?
Yeah.
Right. See, y'all just made that week right there when you just
said
that.
Well, see, we didn't make it.
I didn't do that. That's
I know 50 Cent made it.
Right.
Oh. 50 Cent brought it to the attention of the crowd.
Of the white community.
Right. But then you guys take it and run with it.
Well,
I mean, what the hell?
It was on the radio.
It was on the radio. We didn't know it was.
I don't give a damn if it was, if he shipped it to your house.
Well, here's the thing. Could we use the word ever and not run it through the toilet? You know what I mean? Could you give me a word and then I just say, every once in a while, every 6 months?
Okay, you're right.
You can buy one.
The 6 month rule. You can say it once every 6 months.
And if you use it more than that,
You get shot.
This is high stakes.
It's a harsh punishment.
It's totally worth it.
Hey,
talk trending.
It's like the death penalty. Some things is
you need to have it.
Right.
Some things have
balance. Balance America out. That's what we're trying to do.
Right.
We hit with a change, Obama.
Right. Yeah. I think that's been played out as well. The whole change aspect with Obama.
Oh God. Right. Here we go.
No. I'm just saying the whole change. Everyone uses the change.
I mean.
Right. But I think that when white people make up slang terms,
it's not considered slang.
Well, I think it is, like Twitter or whatever.
Twatting.
Twatting.
God, I love
Twittering.
That.
Googling. But we made that up.
Black folks don't use
Google. You never use Googling?
No.
What do you say?
They didn't say it in their
Google.
Google.
I'm finna Google that shit, man.
Google that shit. I like the way they say
I'm
that.
I'm finna Google that shit.
I can't say it again.
Finna Google that shit.
Yeah, you can't say it.
Fuck.
Right.
Like 6 months now to wait until
you
say that again.
You fuck that up.
Don't use it again, Don. I think if we're in the same room, it counts.
I'm finna Google that shit.
Okay.
Now, see, he made it sound cool.
How did he make it sound cool?
Because just the same reason
like
that I would be okay if he took me to the hood.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Please, you would get your ass shot faster than me.
No, I highly doubt that.
Yes.
No, let me tell you why. You talk a lot of shit.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
No,
he knows how to cover his shit up. Like he talks shit, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he knows when and where to talk shit at. You just talk shit, it seemed like, to everybody. And
here's how I know that I wouldn't get...
It's like you have shit around your mouth constantly so everybody can see all the shit you talk.
Well, this is what I feel about MJ, and I've explained it plenty of times to other people.
And please, I try to ignore
it. Let me hear it again.
It's basically, I feel that at home, MJ is just like the most serious person in the world.
Absolutely.
He comes out to the world, and he's just... insane.
I'm like a Mormon.
I can understand that.
You know what I mean?
Live with,
I'm like an Amish person at home.
You're like an Amish person.
You know what I mean? I don't swear.
Wear your long underwear.
No, exactly.
Eat your, you know, what else do they eat? Amish people.
Corn and stuff.
Asparagus.
I don't think so.
One big piece of asparagus.
See, I feel like this. I need some fried chicken in my life. That's how I know I ain't Amish.
One of my teachers was just talking today about being a vegetarian or something like that.
This little
girl just went off about how much she loved meat, and then she all of a sudden, like, I don't know if it's the look that the teacher gave her, but she was just like, "Are you a vegetarian?" The teacher was like, "Yeah." And we all did. And then the girl was like,
"Sorry,
maybe."
Yeah.
No, right. It was just really funny. But I've never been able to even stomach the idea of actually being a vegetarian.
I could. It sucks. Yeah. You know. First of all, the black community would never have it, right?
I was just talking to a vegan today.
That's even weird. They don't even eat cheese.
Yeah. Well, they eat soy cheese. That's what she sucks. Told me.
Okay. Well, you might as well. Why don't you eat ass hairs instead? Okay. The taste is probably
maybe
is
I already
fine.
Do, Don.
Don, hey, you talked about when you carpet bomb a woman's vagina, you get some ass licking down there.
That's different. I'm not putting ass hairs on my plate and trying to get vitamins out of them.
You're gonna get some out of them.
No,
maybe.
I'm not. When I'm going down, like,
I don't
if
know
I hit
what
ass,
hole you be
fine.
Going down, but like, you know, I stick far from the. He's booty hole.
That's what I was saying.
What are you talking? I said that I stick away from the booty holes,
yeah,
and
fine.
You said that you don't. You
I know that.
All
I was
over
admitting that.
He carpet bombs. He just goes everywhere, and then he'll get some down under. Yeah.
Not from the front. What I was saying was usually if I eat it from the back, yeah, I'll get ass
yeah,
on
you
there.
Put your nose in there.
Yeah,
have
I
fun with that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And listen, I'm sorry. You have to keep up. There are restrictions. I don't go around doing this
so
with every everybody.
Pretty much. That's what I was going to say. Okay. I mean, I don't mess with dirty girls. I'm sorry.
Exactly. But, no, I don't go giving this out for free. No, this is like special shit.
It's like
okay? 25
bucks.
I have definitely examined the field before I played ball.
Like anniversary shit.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's when you lick
me. But I still don't eat
shit.
I just can't eat.
I don't choose to. I just kind of go nuts, and if it happens, it happens.
Like,
you know what I mean?
You just turn the lights off.
Just the thought of her butt in my face and mouth, like. But I don't
like
care what type of movie
I don't think
I mean.
There should be any restrictions on sex.
That's
though,
exact.
Man.
There you go. See,
that's
the thing. There's no like boundary in my head. It's like I'm not thinking about it, but if it happens, it happens. I know it has happened before, and it's not like it happened and then I just pulled back and kind of.
I don't think it's
sat
ever
down
happened
on the
to
couch
me,
and my raging erection went down and I just like went and contemplated what happened. No,
yeah, if you start,
I just fucking continued.
If you bang your own ass and you start realizing, you know, oh my god, I'm having sex.
Yeah, I was just, once you've had anal sex, it's kind of like the ass really isn't as forbidden at all.
Yeah, or as attractive.
Now, see, honestly, I have never had anal sex.
What?
There you go.
What?
Never.
What?
No. I had
that. You know why? You know why?
It's unsanitary. Is that what you're gonna say?
No, it's because
I did it in the shower.
It's just weird. Like, I just,
it is weird. There's a perfectly good vagina there. Why am I? There
right. That's exactly what I think.
Yeah.
Like
that's how I feel.
That's what I feel after trying it.
That's exactly how I feel after trying it.
That's how I feel after trying it, but I had to try it. It was over.
But I just can't do it.
There was this girl I was with. She enjoyed the shit out of it.
I know.
So, you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do.
Anal fixation.
Now, if a girl tells me, like, oh, I want it in the butt, if she said it like that, then
hell,
I have to, like, do it.
Right.
Hell, you gotta please the lady.
Do the Cosby impersonation.
Tell her as Cosby you're putting it in the butt.
Look, lady... I am about to stick it in the butt. And then we're going to get some pudding pops.
Honestly, that is just the best.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. It really does.
I think
that was beautiful.
But yeah, anal sex, not a, after
it's,
having done it, kind of overrated.
It's totally overrated. It's not that great. You didn't miss anything. I mean, the argument is it's so tight or whatever. If I want a
not
super
really.
Dental, I'll just clench up my fist as I'm beating off and just make it as tight as possible. There you go. That's super tight, but it's not that great. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you know what? It's one
know.
Of those things that's like overrated because it's hyped up so much
right.
that
well,
I could never
porn.
Actually
when you watch
live
all
up
that
to.
Porn, you think to yourself, oh yeah, this is gonna be great. You know.
Okay, let me be honest.
Just
with
like
you.
Facials, like
yeah,
right.
I'm not gonna lie.
I do facials.
I've done
Shut
them too,
up.
But
I've done
do
it
too.
Once to a girl
really?
That I was really pissed off at who would not take my breakup. It was on my birthday.
Why don't you tell what happened, Doc?
I will tell you what happened. Yes. I was going out with this girl for like 6 months total, okay? About 3 months into it, I wanted to break it off with her. I took her to my house, brought her downstairs, told her the whole thing. She starts crying and crying and crying. 45 minutes go by, an hour goes by. She doesn't leave my house. So finally, I said, okay, we can keep going out. Point is, now 3 months go by. This other girl has shown massive interest in me. I'm interested in this girl. You know, stuff starts going on. Literally, one day, it's my birthday. I have an improv show. Go to the show. My girlfriend shows up, takes me back to my house. She, like, had all this food, had all these gifts and everything like that. Then she starts giving me head. She sucked at giving head. Always did. Wow. And I didn't really know how to say that. No. Not if anything. It was like air.
Don't you hate that when a girl, especially if she tells you, like, I give the five head, then when she starts giving you head, you're like,
what is this garbage?
You ain't shit.
Exactly.
Then you tell her, like, kill yourself. And then she takes offense. She takes offense to that.
What do you mean? I do it for you.
In the black community, do they say like how much good head they give?
Yeah, honestly. Let me tell you something. It depends on what type of female. Because you'll get them certain type of black females that's like, I don't do that. Then you take them in the bedroom. They like, wild out. You know what I'm saying?
They'll do whatever,
like,
right?
But then you do have those girls. It's like girls who sell their pussy. Like, you know, they sitting up there. Can I say that?
You can say
it. Whatever.
But that's just it. They're trying to sell it.
Let me tell you something. I had this one girl. I ain't going to put her name on blast, you know. I don't do that.
Teresa?
That's what we're going to call her. Okay. Right. Okay, so Teresa.
Jerome?
We call her Teresa.
All right, I'm whoop your ass.
I'm just guessing a name.
Stop.
All right, Teresa.
All right, so I'm chilling with Teresa, and I'm like, damn, baby, you know, you fine as hell. You know, when you going to let me get there? Like, real talk. We was sitting there talking. She said, I don't think you ready. I don't think you ready. And I'm like, bitch, I'm ready. You know what I said?
Right.
I said, bitch, I'm ready. And she gonna say, no, well, I'm really feeling you. Let's wait. I'm like, bitch, I will wait 3 days.
Nice.
Now let me tell you something. I didn't see her for two of those 3 days, right?
Okay.
Just
awesome.
Because I knew I was gonna take the pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just told. She had the nerve. She called me up like, hey, why don't you come over? My mom's and dad is gone. I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come over there and beast. You know what I'm saying? We get all the way there, or I get all the way there. And she gets on top of me, and she starts doing her thing. And I'm like, okay, because she looks good. So I'm starting to feel it, like my dick getting hard. Like, we finna get it in.
Yeah.
We get to going. I looked at her in shock, like in awe, like, bitch. Are you serious? This shit is wet.
Oh, she's not good.
She wasn't good at all.
That's not good.
It's a shame when you have to pull her off you and get on top of yourself to finish the job.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I don't understand. It's like she was just wiggling. I said, bitch.
Yeah.
Stop! This ain't flippers.
That's what I'm saying. This girl this is like junior year of high school too. This girl, I mean, like you'd figure she would have figured out how to, you know, like give a good blowjob. Like she didn't.
Yeah, after junior high school.
She really didn't
out.
Have much else going for her. She wasn't that bright, and she definitely wasn't a looker. So I mean, like, and I'm not saying. I mean, I was dating this girl trying to break up with her. Point is, it gets me my birthday. Oh, I did the only thing that like I could at this point.
Yeah,
like it's been going on for like, you know, half an hour now. My family's still upstairs waiting for me to like open my birthday present. So like, so like, what the fuck
hold
am I gonna
on,
do?
Mom,
so what do
hold
I do?
On.
Okay. Push her head all the way down so that it's covering the hill. She's choking on this thing. And then just as I was about to buzz, I pulled it out. I smacked her in the cheek with it, and then I blew my load all over her face.
Danza smacked her ass?
Absolutely.
Nice.
And that was my birthday. Danza
slapped her ass.
And then I went upstairs, let her clean up, opened my presents, and when I came back downstairs, I broke up with her.
Nice guy.
You know what?
Don is an awful human being.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. You're worse than the black guy.
I tried to break up with her straight up three months ago.
It's her fault, really.
It really
is.
Yeah, I agree.
What kind of self-respecting woman would sit there crying for an hour until I said, okay, I guess we can kill
someone? Probably the same type of self-respecting man who would jizz on a girl's face after slapping her with his dick and then break up with her on his birthday.
That some girls like big slaps.
That's what that sounded like, a fatal attraction.
Yeah.
Coming from who?
I'm saying from her on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it seemed like. You know what I mean? It was like a little bit psychotic. Like,
yeah.
Seriously, who would do that? Even in high school.
Yeah, and back then you were chubby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fatty.
Yeah.
Don was a fatty.
All personality, baby. Mm. I nailed it. She was just like, please, I love you. I was like,
how big were you?
A senior year, I was 215 pounds.
And 4'11".
So my height. 5'8", something like that. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Probably bigger than me, man.
I used to be 240.
No way.
Oh, goodness.
But see, I was, this is senior year of high school. I was also lifting a lot. Like, I was strong as shit. I just looked fat as hell. You know what I mean?
I was all fat, guy.
Oh, shit.
All fat. That's no good. But I still got the, I still got the beard.
That's just it. It's personality, like, man. It really is. You don't have to do that.
Chicks don't care about looks as nearly as much as guys do.
Exactly. They are not
visual. They care about where you stand.
It is a great thing. I am so proud of my ugly man. Exactly. That's exactly what they say.
Because, I mean, how many times have you seen that pairing where it's like a really hot-ass chick and some ugly dude? How many times do you see, like, a hot-ass...
Every time you see a girl with me.
See, but that's exactly what I was saying, though. Like, you see that shit all the time, and you don't see, like, a good-looking dude who looks, like, rich, like, put together with, like, some, like, nasty tramp girl trailing
Doesn't
along.
Happen.
You don't see that.
No. Because the guy who's like, fuck this, I'm going to go bang us.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got
wait,
money.
I made money now, so fuck
that bitch. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's pretty much like the rule at med school that my brother had.
Med school?
Yeah, basically, once you become a doctor, you drop whoever you're dating.
Oh, right,
exactly.
Right, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. Money talks like Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God, and Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Great movie, dude.
It really was.
It's I really feel like Chris Tucker's so underrated.
He is.
Me and my friend crack up just by watching the Rush Hours and Money Talks.
I may say this right now. I find Cat Williams to be unfunny.
I hate Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Cat Williams
is funny as hell.
Let me tell you something. Cat Williams isn't funny to white people. I'm sorry.
He is.
A lot of white people really don't like Cat Williams. I think he's too vulgar.
I do know a couple white guys who like him. I do know a couple white guys who actually do like him. It's just, for me, I get it and whatever. I just, like, I don't like his delivery.
No.
It's not that he's vulgar. It's I don't like the way he delivers the jokes.
Or his hair.
He's all over the place. And he just looks like a little turd.
Luxurious.
His hair is
luxurious.
Do you understand?
His hair.
There
is
something wrong with the black community in their obsession with hair.
Let me tell you something. This is the thing that I love the most.
Oh,
when I tell a female, this past weekend, this girl, I'm kicking it with her, right?
Yeah.
She asked to brush my hair.
What hair?
That's some pimping ass shit.
You don't have any hair.
Dog. To get waves, do you see these
Look at
ripples?
Those oceans.
Yeah.
Right, do you
Look
see
at
these
that.
Oceans?
That's an ocean.
I have oceans in my head, okay?
You have waves.
I have oceans.
Oceans, man. That's oceans.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bitches love to brush it. Waves.
Females in the black community love good hair.
Thank you. If you ain't got good hair, you weak as hell.
But what?
That's the thing they look at. They look at your shoes, your fingernails, and your hair.
You know, oddly enough,
and that's
when
before
I was,
they look at your face.
I was
Pretty
at my
much.
Stepbrother's Thank party one time, and there was a black girl there. She was like a little bit drunk or whatever, and I hadn't been really talking to anybody the whole night. But this was a while back when my hair was longer too, and she just came up to me and was just like, "Yeah, I bet this guy gets to, like, a lot of the girls talking to, like, one of her friends." And the only thing she said was just like, "Yeah, look at his hair and his eyes."
And, like, right, and you were like, "I get no chick. I was
high as hell, so I was just like, what? What?
I'm like, huh?
We?
Huh?
What did
me?
You say?"
Me?
Hair.
But yeah. I will honestly say that's what the black community is about. Like,
it's a lot of
appearance, you know? It's built
it's the same reason why they spend so much money on their car and spend nothing on their housing.
Now, see, it depends on who you're talking about.
You get like $10,000 rims on a Buick, you know, LeSabre.
That kind of hurt my feelings because I have a Buick Century, though.
I have a Buick Century, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Buick LeSabres are the shit. Bro.
Right.
They are luxurious, especially
for road trips.
They're old men cars. That's the thing.
There were these two Jewish twins back from my grade in high school, and they decked out their Buick.
Of course.
It was very spacious. Creepiest twins, too, by the way.
They
were like those old men. Like, you knew. You just knew they were going to be side by side, like, for their entire lives.
Right.
You know, like their girlfriends
those,
and everything. They'd have to do it. Probably have
matching
twins
shirts
and shit.
Or something.
Like,
oh, God.
So bad. But they decked out their Buick. I mean, we're talking, like, a big bumping system through Skokie, Illinois.
Oh, that's
you know,
lovely.
And,
right.
like, underglow on their, you know, like, the lights and whatever.
Right.
And, like, they didn't get spinners, but they got, like, big-ass nice rims. They're these two tiny runt Jewish twins.
Right,
and we're just like, what are you doing? What
Do they
are you
get a lot
really
of black girls?
The rap game, man.
No. They tinted their windows, though.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's hip-hop. That's what it is. People
it does
love
make
hip-hop.
Things seem
yeah, but
really
then you get
cool.
these two Jewish guys ruining it for you guys. I mean, that
they
you should be offended as well.
Not really, because you know what? At the end of the day, they can only do that in Skokie. If they bring their car to the hood, they're going to get that shit taken away.
That would be taken real fast.
Real fast.
So fast.
Yeah. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Mm.
For sure. Especially if you say they too little
They're tiny.
Yeah, they finna get robbed quick.
I used to go over to their house and eat their food like all the time.
See, even you use them.
I would just all the time.
You're just like, whatever.
They were like, yeah, we got a school project. I'm like, you guys go ahead and do that. I would play on like their total gym and eat their Chex Mix and Hershey's bars and shit. Their basement was like stocked full of those goodies. And I was like, yeah, you guys making those paper mache things? Great. I'm gonna keep snacking on this.
Well, maybe God, butter roll. You wouldn't have been so fat if you stopped going over to these twins.
All my friends, like, at one point, their parents changed their shopping days to alter when I would be coming over next. Like, my friend Shab, when I was a lot younger, I used to sleep over at his house most, like, Friday nights, so his mom changed her shopping days from Monday to Friday, because she knew I'd just,
I would
like,
move it to Saturday so that you don't raid it.
No.
So that I'm like,
we ain't got no food.
Nothing to cover. No, and Shab is chewing down on, like, dry pasta.
If they
pasta.
Were smart, that was it. They'd be like, oh, geez, I'm sorry, we don't have any food. I'd just be like, oh, you know, like, whatever. Yeah. Just, like, go chew on some grass.
Right.
Some
sacrament. Right.
And it'd be no big deal. But no, they kept the food coming in. They were just like, whatever. But I was like, oh, man. And then they'd invite me over for dinner, and I'm just like, yeah, I just cleared out, like, half your pantry. But what the fuck? I'll stay. They're like, yeah.
Now, can I ask a question, guys? I know this is your show, and I don't want
to. No, please. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, one thing that I will say is the white people that I've come across have been so doggone generous. Like, I don't understand it.
Well,
it's like they're so fucking generous. They ask you, like, one time I went to the, I was chilling with my friend, okay, and her mom's, like, she's white. Her mom's white, of course. So basically, we in the store, I barely know this bitch mama. So we in the store chilling. She's like, what do you want? Do you want anything? And I'm like,
that's a great white voice, by the way.
So, it was a little uncomfortable though, right? Just for a minute. You were just
first,
like,
I'm like, okay, do I really want to be?
Right, you don't want to be greedy,
right?
But I do. I am hungry, I can't eat because I just got into smoking some weed.
There you go. So you want to eat?
So therefore, I ended up getting like what, $25 worth of food.
Damn, she really went out too.
And I'm talking about she paid for it.
Right.
She paid for it and everything. It's just so generous.
Do they not do that in the black community?
Hell no. If you come to my house,
you better bring your own food.
Nah, it ain't like that. Like, my mom would be like, hey, how you doing? She'll hug you, you know what I'm saying? Because my mom, she's a very hugging lady.
Yeah.
She loves to hug. But then she'd be like, oh, you hungry? All right, give this your damn self.
Right. Make the grip yourself.
That's exactly what she'll do. Because you know what?
In my house,
if you
too.
Come... See?
My mom don't even cook. My mom hasn't cooked for over
You know, my mom's similar.
7 years.
She does occasionally, but mostly it's my stepdad, which I'm okay with because my stepdad's a bomb-ass cook. Like, I mean, he'll make some Italian beef or whatever,
cooking.
But, like, my mom's good at making, like, desserts and shit. Like, she made some sick-ass brownies the other day. And these things called seven-layer bars.
My mom doesn't
like,
even
seven
try
layer bars?
And make anything.
Really? Seven-layer bars. It's basically, like, I don't even know. It's like
how much does your mom weigh?
Like biting into an orgasm.
How much is your mom weigh?
I think I'm gonna have to use that.
It doesn't matter.
Well, take a guess.
It doesn't matter.
I would say she's over 200.
You have never met her.
No, but I would give a guess.
An asshole. Like,
what are you saying?
I wouldn't even say nothing.
What is that?
I heard another cheat.
That is exactly what I'm
talking about.
Because
you're talking about somebody's mama.
Here's another thing. What in the black community is about their moms? They are in love with them.
Everybody is, you asshole. You're just not thinking about it. It's not just the black community. You don't run around saying, hey, how much does your mom weigh? If I walked up to you and said, hey, what kind of head do you think your mom gives? What would you say?
Very good.
Really?
She's very spindly.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead, you can take those thoughts and you write them down in your journal or whatever, but you know what, just the important thing is stay seated in the corner and wait for everybody else.
What is wrong with you?
That's my main question.
Here's the thing, I don't feel that you should get, like,
That was you.
That was the
first one was you.
I don't think you should be, grandfathered into automatically having your kids love you or whatever. You got to earn that stuff.
I think your mom earned it when she pushed you out her vag.
No.
Well, I feel my parents.
She chose not to just punt you the minute you came out.
Pretty much.
She chose not to strangle you.
Don't you still live with your parents?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh my God! So the cord is still intact.
Do you pay rent?
No, you don't pay rent, do you?
Exactly.
Do they put food in your stomach?
And they're paying for your school, right?
No, I pay for my own school.
They're giving you enough, MJ. They're giving you enough.
That's decent. That's really decent.
They're giving you enough.
Because I know some parents that... Matter of fact, my friend, she just got kicked out of her house yesterday. Mom's calling her a piece of shit. What?
Yeah. Now, see, does she love her mom?
Yeah.
I, That is my point. She should be like, my mom is a bitch, okay? If she kicked me out of my house and then she called me a... What's she calling?
Well, maybe she is a piece of shit. Yeah, you don't know.
Well, right. But honestly, I mean, the girl's a hoe. So therefore, I can see why
mom was right. The mom was right.
And her mom knew that.
Mom's always looking out for their child.
Right.
Mama's right.
And, you know, I mean, it is sad because she got a shorty. She got a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, this is great. This is all unraveling into her being bad.
Mom kicked her out and she had a kid?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something.
Okay, but she deserved it.
How old is the girl?
The girl, 22? She's what? 20? Yeah, she's 22.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Because you're a cynic.
But look, if you look at the background, this bitch don't go to school. Her job that she does have, she works at a damn grocery store.
Well, when
mom's kicking her out, you know, to wake her up.
She's not going to literally like abandon her, but she needs to do something.
She may
she's
need to, but call the wake up call.
Yeah, exactly.
There
you
go.
No, I agree with both of you guys.
It's a wake up call.
Okay, it may be a wake up call, but there's no way that she's going to be able to make any kind of living working at a grocery store with a kid, and probably doesn't have a husband or the baby daddy around.
Hell no. But still, it's
called
the same
link
time.
Card and wink.
Right, and she has both.
Okay.
And I work hard to raise that child.
Yeah, but when you
and
have...
And then their bond is stronger because of it.
Then who's gonna raise the kid when she's over at the grocery store?
The mom. If she gets a better job, hell yeah, the mom will help her out. She's working.
Yes, that's all it is.
She's working.
See, the thing is, she can't get a better job because she's not going to school.
Even if she... All she
has
to do...
get a better job in the grocery store without a degree.
Yeah, you can.
But where is she going to work then?
You can work at a doctor's office without a degree. There's
you can work at a dentist's office without a degree.
You can work at a radio station without a degree.
You can work a lot of places without a degree.
You can put on a shitty podcast.
That was a low blow. We don't pay your ass, so that's probably part of the reason why. All right?
Mental note.
That is his pay.
Never pay what's face or whatever.
Okay.
My pay is just making fun of you guys.
Right, yeah. I can tell you
get
really
off
do.
On that, too.
I can tell he really enjoys it. I look over there, and sometimes he's just so happy.
Yeah, I did offer to pay,
but
he's like, no need. No need. I got it.
Allow me to
you
just
offer
continue.
To pay somebody?
No.
I was so going to say, that just don't sound right.
Doesn't that sound like that?
I'm sorry.
I thought white people are so generous.
White
except
people
for you.
Accepting you.
Except for you, changeling.
That
creep.
Is true.
Well, anyway, thanks a lot, David, for coming on the
show.
Really
man. Y'all cool as hell,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. And
y'all
definitely
cool.
Come back sometime.
Oh, yeah,
this
sure.
Insight
yes.
into the black into the community. Black community.
You know
that's
what?
Great.
We should do that, for real.
Yeah, we should.
Like, inside... The black community.
Inside
yeah.
The black
I would like to see, like, maybe an experiment. Like, you know, like, swap, wife swap and, like, you know, flip that house
wait,
or whatever.
Hood swap.
Hood swap. Put MJ from his parents' house into the hood and get some, like, crazy ghetto dude off the street into MJ's house.
And let's just
and have
let's
him
just
take
say
your grandma shopping
for
and
legal
shit.
Purposes. We're trademarking this. And
yeah. Please do.
This is our idea.
This is
yeah.
The rights belong now to
what?
Avoiding people. All of us in this room.
Exactly.
But I think... if my grandma was to drive with him, he'd be in the back seat just to make
or,
sure.
No, she'd be in the back seat, and he would be driving Miss
right.
Daisy.
good point.
No, the other way around, because I am P. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm going to look. I'm going to be just like that. P. Diddy. Yep.
Your grandma can't even drive, can she?
No, she does. One of them does.
So she just makes you drive?
No, I have one that can't drive and one that does.
Okay,
both
well, hook me up with the one that can drive.
Okay.
I want to be P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
You want to be driven around by an elderly woman?
Hell yeah, I've got a driver. That's all that matters.
Light an old lady.
I don't give a fuck.
Light up with the
gummies
in the back. So yeah, that'll be
oh
it though. But
yeah, there's no other way to end that shit.
I know. Yeah,
I can't top that. That's too good though, Don.
No, don't worry about it. You know, you'll get used to it after a while. Anyway, this has been Avoiding People. Thank you for sticking around with us as always, Dr. Lou. Pleasure, Dave. Thanks again for coming on the
no
show.
No problem.
Yeah. Actually, don't forget to check us out. You can always email us at
avoidingpeople@gmail.com. I like that you don't know anything about this, Don.
Yeah.
You just shake your head like an Etch-A-Sketch, don't you?
You know what? Just whoop his ass.
Whoop my ass. All right.
Think good of you. Either way, yeah, please do email us. We look forward to hearing from you. And as always, you can catch us again next week, same time. And
it's a podcast. You can download it whenever.
You can download it whenever you want to. Okay. Well, I'm trying to be professional. And MJ, maybe next
week
you can
person.
Come in with a friend.
Dave is my friend. He said we're brothers.
I don't think he said that.
He did say that. Dave, did you say that?
I said it once by
boom!
Accident.
Nope, that's nope, no more. That's all you need.
But then I took it back.
Okay.
I took it back then.
All right, well, we're going to be
well, then
friends
it's not
again.
Fair.
Maybe next week.
No, Brothers Again Forever. Brothers Again Forever. Close the show, Luke, before you can counter it. Thanks.